Parshas Tazria
introduces the section detailing the recovery process of a woman and her re-entry into the Beis HaMikdash by reminding us of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Arlaso. Now this, of course, isn't the first mention of Bris Milah. Bris Milah was first delivered to Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it was delivered as part of a package of a dual bris. One was a bris surrounding living in Israel. One was a bris of Milah. Hashem tells Avram, "V'nasati lecha ulezaracha acharecha es eretz migurecha. I will deliver the land of your residence, eretz kinah lachuzas olam. And you should guard this bris." And presumably the bris refers to the covenant of living in Israel. And then the final pasuk of this section, Bereishis Yud Zayin, "Zos brisi asher tishmeru himo lechem kol zachar." So there's a conflation between the bris of Eretz Yisrael and a bris milah, which leads Chazal to say, multiple locations in Mekayimim Bincha es Hamila, Heim Nichnasim La'aretz. If we fulfill Mila properly, we enter Eretz Yisrael. Im Lav, if we don't, Ein Nichnasim La'aretz. We don't merit Eretz Yisrael, which is why it was so crucial for Yehoshua, on the eve of the entry to Eretz Yisrael, to remove the Cherpas Mitzrayim, the embarrassment of Egypt, that at some point they had neglected Mila and Mitzrayim, or at least the Egyptians had scoffed at Mila, and certainly the nation that had traversed the desert hadn't been circumcised for medical reasons, it was dangerous, but either way they can't enter Eretz Yisrael until Bris Mila is performed. And we remind ourselves of this link when we bench Eretz Chemda, Tova, or Chava, in the second bracha, we mention, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, Birchas Haaretz, Eretz Chemda, Tova, or Chava, V'al Brischa Shechasamta Bivsareinu, the bris that you engraved on our very bodies. So the bracha which ends Al Haaretz V'al Hamazon, Eretz Chemda, Tova, or Chava, includes a reference to Bris Milah. Now it's not clear from Chazal is why. Why is Bris Milah so crucial to living in Eretz Yisrael? So the Maharal speaks about it, of course, in metaphysical terms. And for the Maharal in the Nesivos Olam, it's simply creating difference and identification, and Eretz Yisrael is a different and non-conventional place to live. It doesn't conform to the laws and guidelines of history and of nature and of politics, and we live there because we're separate people. Hein am livadad yishkon uvagoyim lo yischashav. And Bris Milah, of course, stamps us or signals us as different people. So to live in a different land, we have to first identify ourselves as different. And this goes back to something I've spoken about before, that Avram was worried that by branding himself as different, he would have less impact upon the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminded him that in order to transform into the Av Hamon Goyim and to have international relevance, you have to broadcast a message from Hashem and you have to be different. And to a degree, it's the irony of people who wanted to return to Eretz Yisrael and secular Zionists who wanted to obliviate those differences and be like any nation amongst other nations and just settle peacefully into a country, and to eliminate in their minds the source of so much anti-Semitism, and to, as it were, conclude that in their mind very tragic chapter of history in which Jews were different and marked as different and elicited hostility. And of course we've realized that if anything the opposite is true. We've returned to Eretz Yisrael. If anything, anti-Semitism has flared. Both, this is being recorded a day after the Holocaust Day, Yom HaShoah. And that was certainly something which is nestled within the entire process of returning to Eretz Yisrael. And then on a more recent level, all the hostility and anti-Semitism masking itself as anti-Zionism and hatred towards the Jews. So returning to Eretz Yisrael reminds us that we are a different people and we bear a message. And of course we hope that message will one day be adopted internationally. Now, the could be other reasons that Bris Milah is so crucial for entering Eretz Yisrael. One of the mitzvahs someone without a Milah can't perform. He can't eat a Karban Pesach. he can't partake of Truma, he can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, because without a Bris Milah, male can't embrace Hashem, can't encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before Abram has the Bris Milah, Hashem had spoken to man, warned man, had punished man, had taken an oath with man, but hadn't ever appeared to man. But now that Abram is Tamim, is a Bris Milah, he's reached a completion of his human body, so he can be his Halech Lefanai Ve'yei Tamim. He can receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence while awake, while standing, as opposed to in a fallen state of a dream or a trance. So Hashem appears to Avram, Vayera Elav Hashem Beloni Mamre, only after he has a Bris Milah. Living in Eretz Yisrael enables, grants the privilege of standing in front of the Shechina, Kol Hador Be'eretz Yisrael, Kemi She'yesh Lo Eloha. Living in Israel is the equivalent of living in Hashem's presence, Kol Hador Be'chutz La'aretz, Kemi She'ein Lo Eloha. So the proximity that Eretz Yisrael grants and demands requires, necessitates Bris Milah. Without Bris Milah, our entry into the land is deficient, because we can't receive the Shechina. Without receiving the Shechina, we don't deserve this land. There's probably also a sacrificial element to Bris Milah. Chazal in certain locations liken a Bris Milah to a karban, certain parts of the ceremony of Bris Milah, the dam ve'evor laich, ve'erech misposeses b'damayich, v'amr lach b'damayich hayi, v'amr lach b'damayich hayi, dissociation of the blood of Milah with the blood of Karban Pesach. So, living in Eretz Yisrael, first of all, enables the actual korbanos, which we sacrifice. And before, obviously, korbanos are offsets of human sacrifice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want human sacrifice, but there's a part of us that wants to give of ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we seek penitence or just to create that proximity and closeness to Hashem. So the Bris Milah is the closest a human being can achieve a karban on himself. And of course, that famous medrash where Yishmael was ribbing Yitzhak, well, I performed the Bris Milah and I was makriv of myself, what will you perform? And Yitzhak promises him, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me, I will deliver not just a part of my body, but I will deliver my entire body as a karban to Hashem. So beyond the Maharal's general differentiation or general identification of Bris Milah as branding ourselves as different, so we can live in a different land that has a different rhythm to it, there's an element of receiving the Shechina, which Bris Milah facilitates, as well as a miniature korban, which Milah entails. But there's also a very interesting Zohar. And it's a Zohar which we experience and struggle with today in Eretz Yisrael. I'll read the Zohar, a paraphrase. I'm not going to read word for word, obviously. The Zohar says, laments that the act by which Yishmael received Bris Milah was unfortunate. Why? Because Yishmael, because the Bris Milah establishes and will establish a strong foothold in Eretz Yisrael, because those who have Bris Milah, these are the Hebrew words or Hebrew translation, Bishvil HaMilah Shebahem Asidin B'nei Yishmael Lishlod Be'eretz HaKedosha Zman Rav. B'nei Yishmael will occupy Eretz Yisrael for an extended time because of their Bris Milah. V'hem Ya'akvu Es B'nei Yisrael Milashuv Lim Komam, and they will prevent the Jews from returning to Israel. Ad she'tushlam haschus shel b'nei Yishmael, until the schus of their Bris Milah expires. Namely, to summarize the Zohar, the reason that the Arabs have always been able to establish a stronger hold on this land is because, unlike Christians and unlike other cultures and religions, they maintain their fealty and fidelity to Bris Milah, and this grants them a stronger hold in this land. And the Medrash, or the Zohar, continues, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that since their Milah is Reikonis, since their Milah is partial, unlike Jews who perform Priya, where they don't just cut off the foreskin, but they uncover the top of the organ, part of the mitzvah of Milah is called Priya. So therefore, their hold here will be fleeting, will be one day dislodged. And on the other hand, I think this also appears in the Zohar, the fact that Yishmael performs Milah at an advanced age, where there's more of a sacrifice, as opposed to an 8-day-old baby who performs the Bris Milah unwittingly and unknowingly. Some have spoken to the fact that so many Jews now have returned, especially Russian immigration, and so many people have willfully subjected themselves to Mila at an advanced adult age as somehow hopefully counteracting this, so to speak, superior element or advantage that the people of Yishmael have, the Arabs have upon the Jews. But without getting too specific, it's very hard to map very, very mystical statements in the Zohar to specific phenomena or specific dynamic in our day. But there's no question that the Arab hold in Eretz Yisrael is unique, is far stronger than any other empire or any other religion or ethnicity. And part of our struggle to extend our sovereignty and redeem history on this land has to include, and Baruch Hashem in most cases includes, adamant and unwavering commitment to Bris Mila, even by those, or for those, who aren't committed necessarily to other aspects of Avodas Hashem. And there's a beautiful pasuk in Zechariah, Gam at bidam briseich shalachti asirayich, because of the dam of your Bris Mila, I've released your prisoners, mibor ein mayim bo, from a pit that has no water, Shuvu levitzaron asireh tikva, return to your entrenched strong positions, those who are hoping and waiting. And the Ramban, his explanation to Shir HaShirim, describes this, of course, as a metaphor for the days of Mashiach, that even though Torah may be forgotten and it will be a bor ein bo mayim, still, our adamant commitment to Schus of Bris Mila will warrant the return of Hasirei HaTikva. In Baruch Hashem, we've seen that although Torah performance and mitzvah performance has receded, our commitment to Bris Mila continues to be steadfast, and in particular, in this face-off with Yishmael, it is particularly strategically important.